Hey everybody, Nate here. Before the show, I just wanted to take a minute to talk about our sponsor, the Snack Nanny. The Snack Nanny is the latest, greatest spill-proof bowl. It's the first snack bowl for kids with a self-closing door. The Snack Nanny allows kids to snack freely without overeating, keeps kids entertained, and prevents them from creating a mess for mom and dad to clean up. Kids and parents love the Snack Nanny. It's easy to use, easy to clean, and includes portion control features that only the Snack Nanny offers. To order, go to www.snacknanny.com. or order from Amazon. Remember, you support our sponsors and they support us. Thanks and Nihei Debiru. Hey everyone, like the show? Enjoy hearing interviews with martial artists from around the world? Then share it with a friend, family member, co-worker, everyone at your dojo, your fellow karateka. You can find new episodes every Sunday at choptalk.podbean.com. That's choptalk.podbean.com. And don't forget to like the show on Facebook. Thanks. Everybody, and welcome back to another African edition of Chop Talk. I'm your host, Nate England. Today's show is part two of my interview with my good friend, former co-worker, and fellow Jodo student, Miwa Kanazawa. Miwa is a contributor to the Okinawan Karate Times and is a student of Yoshio Kuba, who teaches Goju-Ryu in Okinawa City. Miwa is a translator for Kuba Sensei's seminar tour of South Africa. The tour, organized by MTS Abdullah, was a huge success. It helped to reintroduce traditional karate to South Africa, which has been dominated by sport karate for years. It also helped to promote diversity, bringing various groups together, in some cases for the first time. The dojos in South Africa tend to be relatively segregated, even years after the end of apartheid, so this is very important for the future of martial arts in the country. I was lucky enough to be invited along on the tour, which is the reason I was in South Africa in the first place. In today's episode, Miwa talks about the research group working on the Okinawan Karate Encyclopedia, her various fights and run-ins with American military guys, and her impressions of Africa and how Kuba Sensei's tour came about. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
So when is that encyclopedia getting translated to English? Because I want to read it.
Shinza Sensei want to do that. Still, yeah. He had a plan to translate, mm-hmm. but it's really, really long.
The book is huge.
Huge.
And the whole thing, it's about... is very specifically about the history of Okinawan
yes.
karate. So you guys aren't worried about what happened, how it went.
That's
get
right.
out from Okinawa, what happened in Japan.
Yes.
Nothing.
And about Chinese connection with China. Okay. You know, also. But, you know, Shinza Sensei is an English teacher. You mm-hmm. know, he was. And main leader of the editor group is Takamiyagi Sensei.
Right.
He's also English teacher. They are teaching English at the university.
Right. Right. See, everyone at Okinawan International University is mm-hmm. required to be a karate master. So every professor, it has to be on the resume.
Yeah, right. yeah. Anyway, so, but now, you know, they have, I think they still have a you know, guts or something like that to translate.
Mm-hmm.
But Takamiyagi Sensei is sick last year and went to a hospital. Now he went out, I heard.
Okay, he's feeling better.
I hope so.
Yeah.
But yeah. And they are really busy guys.
Sure.
So
they both have a lot to do.
If we try to make the translated edition, we need more translator, I think.
Yeah.
Not just a translator, because the must known karate knowledge, you know.
Yeah, they have to know.
They have to know about karate. Mm-hmm. Not just a translator. There are a lot of translators in Okinawa, mm-hmm. but they don't know enough karate, you know.
Right. I heard a story about a group that came over in the 80s, and there was a translator,
mm-hmm.
and they were at a dojo, and the teacher was trying to explain something to him in Japanese.
Yes.
And she turned to the Americans and what they're talking about. You know, and then, okay. So, but then they knew the terminology, like all the karate mm-hmm. terminology.
Yes.
So it's just like any other sport.
Mm-hmm.
If you know about baseball, you know
yes.
foul ball and strike and out.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, the American group and the Japanese or the Okinawans, I'm not sure who it was, started teaching, speaking karate to each other, and they understood each other perfectly, and the translator didn't have anything to do.
Oh, that's, you know. And also, about, you know, NPO's, one of NPO's job is, you know, translating or interpreting for karate events.
Uh-huh.
Give them some volunteer, translator volunteer
mm-hmm.
to the international event of karate.
Yeah, you helped out at the last world championships.
Yes.
Right? The world championships that's not open
yes.
to the entire world.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
We had a junior international tournament when we still had NPO.
Okay.
And we got a lot of volunteer translators. But most of them don't know about karate.
Okay.
So they ask me, how many styles in Okinawa? Or what is kata and kumite? What should I do? You know? I should take care of the competitors
right.
from coming from outside country or uh-huh. the foreign guests. But I also should answer those kind of questions.
Because they didn't know anything.
That's right.
Wow. So whoever got you as the translator was lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Because you knew about what was going on.
Okay. So there will be lots of problems to make the English edition.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there will be. Well, if you need someone to proofread it in English.
Oh, yeah, here is somebody else.
Yeah. We get a little preview.
Okay.
I translated a little bit, because there was a few people that I was trying to research.
Because
there's just so much in that book
mm-hmm.
That I had a couple pieces translated.
Yes.
It's sort of new information that wasn't out there yet.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a good one when it finally gets done.
Looking for great entertainment? Want to find the best deals on food and drinks? Use the PubPal app to find great establishments near you. View daily specials, find live bands, karaoke, even poetry. If you're looking for something to do, PubPal is the answer, and it's only a click away. Download the app on the Apple Store and get the Android app on Google Play. And don't forget to like them on Facebook. Visit PubPalUSA.com to find out more. That's PubPalUSA. PubPalUSA. Hey everybody, remember, if you have an upcoming seminar, tournament, or other martial arts event, let us know, and we'd be happy to announce it on the program. And now, back to the show.
The other thing you were telling me about is you had a little bit of trouble at a bar the other day.
Yes, sometimes, yes, not so much a lot, but
yeah,
sometimes I try to protect myself or protect my friends.
Okay.
That's all. This is a character, you know?
Yeah, of course. It was Goshindo.
Self-defense. Because
You have a trouble sometimes when you go out. At your pool halls or
club or something like that.
Who do you usually have the trouble with?
That's the newest one.
What's that?
Yeah, brand. That is the latest version.
Okay.
Okay, you want.
Yeah, I'm trying to get the story out of you. What do I have to do? We need a blood and guts story. You have to have a blood and guts story. Come on.
I went to the bar. It's my friend's bar.
Mm-hmm.
With my friends, girls.
Yeah, yeah.
And just have some drink and have girls chat. I want to do that. But there are a lot of drunker, stupid American there. Sorry, Americans, but you know how stupid they are, you know?
I told you, Americans are not good drunks.
Okay.
As a people, we that's why we can't have nice things. In Japan, you can walk around with an open drink, just walking down the street, and it's no problem. You can get drunk and pass out on the sidewalk or pee on the side of a building, and everything's okay.
Okay.
But in America, you can't do that. We get drunk, we get in fights.
Yeah.
Japanese are better drunks than Americans.
So.
And so you had problems with stupid, drunk American military guys.
Yeah, well, I forget that part. Yes. I forget about it. Military guys.
Yeah.
Yes. And they're big, little bit fat, old American military guys. Stupid guy there.
Now, which branch was this? Was this a Marine or Army?
He's an Air Force.
Air Force guy. Those guys are pretty well behaved, usually.
Yes, usually. Mm-hmm. Not drunk time.
But not today. Not
so
that day.
Far. You know? But he is not so young. Maybe about 40 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And drink and come by himself.
Mm-hmm.
Drink so lot of alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my friends, she come from the mainland Japan.
Okay.
And she has really, really beautiful black long hair.
Okay.
Straight, yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
And that guy suddenly touched her hair.
It was so beautiful. How could he resist?
No, he did. He didn't say anything, just touching from her back.
Oh, okay. That is a little touch, bit, that is a little
it's
bit
really weird.
Weird,
but is that American style? to make friend with this girl?
I don't think so.
I really hope so.
I've never made any friends that way. I'll start giving it a try, though. Maybe that'll work.
You shouldn't, you know. Maybe you got to be trouble. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so, but just in case he is her type,
mm-hmm.
you know, I don't want to be the bad girl, you know?
Yeah.
So I ask her, is he okay or is he your type? So
maybe she's into that, yeah.
Maybe or maybe not, but that time she's really, really scaring to him,
mm-hmm.
and she didn't know what should do, you know, like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked her, you need help? Yes, she said. Okay, I'll take care about that. So I talked to him, hey, what are you doing? What are you thinking about? Don't you think it's rude or something like that? He just smiling and touching her hair, still keep touching her hair. Okay, I put on my fingers on his chest.
All right, so you stuck your finger in his chest.
Yes, one of the weak point.
Okay.
We call that point Suigetsu.
Suigetsu, solar plexus.
Yes. Mm-hmm. First time I just point using my finger,
mm-hmm.
straight, and hey, stay away from her like that.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't. So I grabbed my hand, mm-hmm. that thing with that fingers.
Yeah.
You practice chukoken today.
Okay, that's with
the
top knuckle.
Yes.
Out. Yeah.
And punching up the cigarettes. You know how painful it is.
Yeah. So you get punched him right in the gut.
Yes. And he stopped like a freeze. And at that time, I had some plans, you know, if he tried to attack me,
mm-hmm.
what should I do? Mm-hmm. There are some options, you know.
Yeah.
But it's really small bar.
Mm-hmm.
Really quite small and a little bit crowded.
Mm-hmm.
And he's big guy,
mm-hmm.
taller than me, maybe 20 cents over.
So like 8 or 9 inches
kind
taller
of,
than
yes.
You. Yeah.
So I already, you know, really close to him.
Yeah.
And you know, the Goju Ryu style is good for cross fight. And he can't punch me anymore because too close.
Uh-huh.
But I know how to attack him even really cross style, mm-hmm. like elbow or knee kick or something like that.
Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to the next movement of him.
Yeah, you want him to do something because you want to.
But at that time, my friend came. Okay?
It's fine.
Okay, my friend came to stop us. So for other, you know, customer really looking at us, mm-hmm. what happened next like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, the bar staff stopped also. They thinking, okay, that staff, owners stopped us because to protect the short Japanese girl.
Right.
To protect the big guy, big stupid drunkard military American guy. And my friend said, you should go home because you drank too much tonight.
Mm-hmm.
That's why after this, he left. But, you know, correctly, my friend protect him, not me.
She saved him from you.
Yes. If they don't stop us,
mm-hmm.
he got big trouble with some injury, like got blue or something like that.
Yeah.
See, they stopped.
And it was a small bar, and you were blocking the door, so he was trapped.
Oh, maybe. Maybe. Yeah. So I lost the chance to try something.
I'm sorry about that.
Very much.
I'm sorry.
Maybe next time.
Maybe next time.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had a chance to hit anybody with your pool cue?
Yeah. But, you know, I don't want to break my pool stick.
Right.
You know, it's really expensive.
That's true.
So, and I also practice karate, so I don't need any kind of instrument, you know.
Okay, you can just do it with your hands.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I put on my stick, or please ask my friend, please keep it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't break. Okay, don't bending. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, something I did.
So was it, you had cheated somebody out of money in a pool game?
I don't like that kind of gang.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so some drink.
So you cheated somebody out of their money and they got mad at you. And they started swinging.
No.
No? No, that's not what happened?
No, unfortunately, no.
Oh, okay. So what was that story then?
Not so interesting.
Not so interesting.
Yes, that stupid Japanese drunkard surfer. That happened, but you know, I just kicked him off.
You kicked him?
Yes. And they all my friends around there some of them are surfers.
Mm-hmm.
And that stupid guy is kind of one of them, friends of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they try to stop him to not hurt anymore.
They were trying to stop him from getting hurt.
To not getting hurt.
To not get hurt. Because
they know I'm playing karate. I do karate. So if it's still gone, he can't suffer anymore.
Oh, that'd be a shame.
I hate that guy, but I know him very much.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, one time I told him, next time you did such a stupid things for me, you can't suffer anymore. You know, I broke your neck. Like that. And he is also old guy, about 50s, I think.
Yeah.
And you know, if 50s got injured to knees,
mm-hmm.
it's really hard to walk, you know.
Right.
Even walk, you know. So he never suffer anymore.
Yeah.
You
know? He'll be on the cane.
That's right. Yeah. Hey, it's that kind of story I told you.
Yeah.
I like a very, very dangerous woman.
You are a dangerous woman.
No, I'm not such a violent girl.
Oh, you're not.
No, I'm not. I love peace.
Okay, that's why you're looking for chances to beat people up and
No. Just protect myself and my friends. Uh-huh. That's all. Uh-huh.
So you're never gonna start a fight, but you're not gonna walk away from one either.
Hey everyone, like the show? Enjoy hearing interviews with martial artists from around the world? Then share it with a friend, family member, coworker, everyone at your dojo, your fellow karateka. You can find new episodes every Sunday at choptalk.podbean.com. That's choptalk.podbean.com. And don't forget to like the show on Facebook. Thanks.
Interesting event for us, right?
Yeah, so what was the... So this is your second time here.
Yes.
Your first time was in 2008? No. Nine?
No. Yes.
2009.
Two years ago? Maybe 10?
That seems right. I remember you showing me the picture of the lion.
Yes.
So it had to be before I left.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yes.
Before
about
I left.
2010. Mm-hmm. About, yes.
So how did you and or Kuba Sensei get involved with the group here in South Africa?
The first time, remember that French guy Miguel.
Mm-hmm.
He asked me. I got email, and he looking for Kuba Sensei.
Okay.
At that time, Kuba Sensei made a lot of DVD, seminar DVD.
Mm-hmm.
And some part of them on YouTube.
Okay.
And that guy watched that YouTube movie. And then he get to know Kuba Sensei. And mm-hmm. he want to contact to Kuba Sensei. But how?
Yeah, there's no way. Because Kuba, he doesn't have a website for his dojo.
Yes.
Where are you going to look him up in the phone book?
That's right.
Yeah, you need to have some sort of connection.
So he used that connection, about Miguel's connection, and Miguel sent that email to me. And
okay.
First I contact with him. He's Abdullah Sensei.
Okay. So you're checking him out.
That's right.
Making sure he was legit.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And after that, Abdullah Sensei visited Okinawa. Not only to visit Koba Sensei.
Okay.
Because he is a very famous guy in the world karate kind.
Yeah, he was vice president of the WKF for a
before,
lot of years.
Yes.
And
yes.
He was president of what, some organization in South Africa?
Yes, he is a famous guy at that, you know, kind of
right.
groups. Then he, Kuba Sensei realized he is a Tochi Sensei student.
Okay.
When Tochi Sensei lived in Tokyo, Abdullah Sensei visited him, Tochi Sensei, and practiced. I'm not sure how many years he practiced with Tochi Sensei. I'm not sure,
uh-huh.
but he did.
He studied with him for a while.
Yes, but after Tochi Sensei passed away, he wanted to practice Okinawa style Goju Ryu,
mm-hmm.
but there is no kind such a kind of group
mm-hmm.
outside of Japan.
Okay.
So he tried to. He joined the Hokama Sensei's group.
Okay.
But still he want to practice like a Tochi Sensei style.
Mm-hmm.
And one day he found the Koba Sensei on YouTube and really, really looked like the Tochi Sensei's movement.
Okay.
That's why he want to contact to Koba Sensei.
I see.
That's the first contact. Yes.
Okay. And then he came over, he visited Okinawa.
Maybe a couple weeks, I think.
And so he stopped by your dojo and worked
mm-hmm.
out with you.
Yes.
And then that was, how long ago was that? That first contact, maybe 4 or 5 years ago? Was
maybe
that recent?
Maybe 1 year he visited us, yes.
And then so he invited you to come to South Africa?
Yes.
Because there's a big, Goju was really big. In South Africa.
Yes.
I guess Shotokan and Goju are the
two big styles.
Here.
Yes. Yeah. First time I think it was joking because not only Koba Sensei he invited, including me.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
It's really lucky for me.
Yeah. Well, you're an important girl.
Uh-huh. Not just a violent girl.
No. Well, maybe he's afraid of you.
I'm not, you know, I don't do a really, really good girl. I tried.
I know.
Not kind of rude, you know?
Right.
Trying to help anyway. So
the first tour, you came over and you were in Johannesburg.
And Durban.
And did you do what you did on this trip, which is stop by different dojos and teach seminars?
Yes. Almost same.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
But at that time, not so many dojo we visited like this time.
Okay.
Maybe Abdullah Sensei's dojo
mm-hmm.
and Durban Body Sensei, we call him,
mm-hmm.
the one dojo. And maybe one or two on the other dojos.
Okay. So not nearly as many. Because here you're doing one dojo every day, and today it's going to be two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just one cross a day
mm-hmm.
at the time, night time, and daytime we sightseeing around.
It's a good trip. That was your first time out of Japan, was it?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
It's my first time to visit the outside of Japan, South Africa. Wow.
That's a strange step to take for your first trip.
Yes, I think so, because my friends is like, first time is USA,
right.
or South Korea,
right.
or maybe even Taiwan,
somewhere that you can see from your house.
Yes, that's right. Or maybe Southeast Asia,
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
South Africa, everyone ask me like that way. And please be careful the lion. or please bring me some ivory as souvenir, or please bring me elephant.
An elephant.
Yeah. It's okay, just baby elephant. Like.
That'd be easy to fit in your luggage.
Hope so. Yeah. Okay, just ear of elephant, maybe one roll of ear.
So they just wanted different animal parts.
That's right.
Looking for great entertainment? Want to find the best deals on food and drinks? Use the PubPal app to find great establishments near you. View daily specials, find live bands, karaoke, even poetry. If you're looking for something to do, PubPal is the answer, and it's only a click away. Download the app on the Apple Store and get the Android app on Google Play. And don't forget to like them on Facebook. Visit PubPalUSA.com to find out more. That's PubPalUSA, PubPalUSA.
So that kind of image all over the Japanese have.
Yeah.
Maybe Americans.
Yeah, the same thing.
How about you?
About what?
Your first time to visit South Africa,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I didn't know what to expect. Well, my mom has been over here, yes, before, and I saw the photos, but the only photos I saw were they went to Kruger National Park, which is a big wildlife refuge. So they have all the animals there. So I saw that there's a cheetah and elephants. And then in grad school, a friend of mine did his thesis on South African architecture.
Yes.
And he talked about all the different, all the walls and all the fences, how everything was fenced in, how everything was walled in, and it was very difficult to, that wasn't open. And so I kind of expected those two things. But beyond that, I didn't know, because there's so much political stuff going on here. Because the thing I didn't realize is that apartheid went on into the 90s.
Yes.
Like 1995 or 94, something like that. Which in my mind, I didn't know, but I thought maybe the 80s, but the 90s.
Or 80s, or maybe 70s, or like that.
The 90s are modern times.
We already born, and, you know.
Yeah, and so some of the stuff that I've been hearing about, it's like, I can't believe, like today, when we were at the wine tasting thing, like Abdullah Sensei says, he was just saying, it was like 25 years ago.
I cannot come here.
I couldn't come in here.
Yes.
That blew my mind, because...
What?
Yeah, it's like, that was...
What, a different world.
Yeah.
We know, you know?
That's within our life. Now, I understood,
Yes.
Look, slavery ended in the U.S. in the 1860s, and there's still tension, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, it's really a long time ago.
But even, there were segregated schools and... separate drinking fountains in the American South into the 50s and maybe the 60s.
Yes, still a long time
ago. But that was, that was a long time ago.
Yes.
This is within the last 20 years. 20 years.
Yes. We already born, you know.
Exactly. So that's the thing that I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know if there was going to be a lot of tension.
Yes.
If everyone's going to be like, look at Whitey.
Yes.
You know, look at this guy. So I didn't know what to expect of that.
This is my first time to visit. I felt.
Yeah.
At that time, I visited the Apartheid Museum in Johannesburg, and also visited Mandela House in Soweto.
Okay.
The Nelson Mandela lived that place. Mm-hmm. It's really interesting experience for me, and I felt wow.
Yeah,
I should know that. That's why I suggest you to come here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, I heard your mother live here now, moved to here. So I think it's good you know, opportunity to visit, and maybe you may will find something interesting here.
It was interesting. I'm really glad you invited me along.
That's good.
I'm really glad about that. Mm. And the Kuba sensei said it was okay.
Yeah. But you know, he's really friendly guy and really open mind.
Yes.
So yeah. Everybody welcome like that.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I'm glad. And mm-hmm. I did. It's always interesting to me to see a new culture and try to figure out what's going on. How do they do things and mm-hmm. how's everything set up?
It's really interesting and he's not like Africa, you know. No, I can't find the lion on the street.
Yeah.
Or any kind of wild animal.
Yeah.
Around my hotel.
No, that was really disappointing.
No. It's really big city, big modern city.
Yeah, huge.
Very much.
Huge, and Johannesburg is very different than Cape Town.
Yeah, very much.
Yeah, Cape Town's
nice, but countryside.
Yeah. I mean, the view, the drive we went on yesterday mm-hmm. along the coast was incredible.
Very much.
And then where we went today for the wine tasting. Also. And you couldn't ask for more. It's like the building, everything that they had was, I'm an architect.
So yes.
This is really nice building. The setting was, you have the mountains and you have the vineyards going up the sides. And the weather was just perfect.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a nice day.
Today is really nice day. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm. Good.
Yeah, if you have a chance to visit Durban, it's also interesting place.
I'm thinking about it. I was gonna skip out on
yeah, Durban. Yeah, but it's okay to not join them just by yourself.
Yeah.
You know, they're just the waterfront, coast side is really new area. There are lots of new buildings. Mm. But a little bit go inside of the city, lots of old architectures are there, such as Gandhi, kind of Gandhi's, you know. He was a lawyer out there, and there is an old courtyard. Now it's a kind of Gandhi museum.
Huh.
Yes.
So for his time in Durban.
Mm-hmm. Wow. It's really interesting.
That is interesting.
Yes.
I'm going to have to go there. I think that I need to come back to mm-hmm. South Africa.
Yes.
Because it seems like there's a lot more to do and see.
You don't hunt lion.
No.
This time.
I'll have to do that next time.
Yeah.
All right. Good. Well, thanks for sitting down.
Sure.
For the
I enjoyed the interview. Have conversation with you.
Yeah, me too.
Thank you.
Oh, good. We'll have to get an interview with Kuba Sensei too.
Yes.
You can tell this story about him giving acupuncture to the dog.
Yeah. Yeah. That's interesting. Yeah. Try to ask him.
Yeah, yes. We'll get that.
Okay, and that does it for part two of our interview with Miwa Kanazawa. I'd like to thank Miwa again for taking the time to sit down and talk with me, and also for putting in a few good words with Abdullah Sensei and Kuba Sensei and getting me included on the South African tour. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. Nihedibiru and Mataya. Hey everyone, like the show? Enjoy hearing interviews with martial artists from around the world? Then share it with a friend, family member, co-worker, everyone at your dojo, your fellow karateka. You can find new episodes every Sunday at choptalk.podbean.com. That's choptalk.podbean.com. And don't forget to like the show on Facebook. Thanks.